Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and we've got Devlin Eden here to give you some fantastic advice when it comes to possibly mountain biking, possibly road biking or road cycling. And there's so much out there involved when it comes to doing all the work yourself on two wheels. And no mechanical doping, please. There's more than enough sort of ways you can get there and be strong on your own. And talking about being strong and something that's a little bit different, our question today does come around mountain biking, because there's this new craze, Devlin, and I think I can see why it's becoming so popular, and that's enduro racing. And it's a great way to ride from a sort of physiological perspective, because you have these nice, long, easy recoveries and build-up sections, and then you only need to be at intensity on a certain section of that route. So, you know, I get the appeal of it, and it's more like riding your own trail as opposed to being this high-intensity race the whole time.
Yeah, Dev, so enduro racing, again, it's, I think the first thing we need to just sort of clarify is, are we doing this, do you want to take part in enduro for more the fun of trying something new, or are you trying to use it as a training tool? So what's important for me, firstly, is to make sure, what is your focus as a rider in terms of the kind of discipline? So I'm all for getting a feel for the different disciplines, getting some stage racing in, getting cross country in, getting the marathons in as well, and the enduro racing. But it is important to note that if you are going to be doing a lot of the enduro type of riding and not as much of the cross country type of riding, for instance, one is going to outweigh the other. So I'm not always necessarily sure that it's a great training tool. It's always going to help you from a technical point of view. So just to sort of touch on what enduro is as well, is largely enduro riding happens, well, most often happens sort of over a weekend as well, so over a couple of days. But it's more using untimed uphill sections, so it allows the riders to take as long as they want to get to the top of a climb. And the technical downhill is what is timed. So the guys normally belt it down as hard as you possibly can, try and get the quickest possible time, and then ride back up to the top of the climb, and they take an accumulative time over that. So that comes down to almost an interval type training. Whereas if you are, and could help to a large extent, well, it does help to a large extent, we definitely punt interval training, and it is important. But then the focus needs to be as well that you need to be getting in a lot of the lower intensity and the endurance kind of training. And so enduro can't be the only kind of riding you're doing. I do feel, though, like I have mentioned, that it's always key to get a feel for different disciplines, see what is out there. And again, it might actually sort of change your perspective on things. You might be a cross-country rider or a marathon rider and feel, well, you had enough of that and it's time to move over onto something else. So please, by all means, I'm not saying it's definitely not the way to go, but it is just important to keep in mind why you want to do this. If you're aiming to get more distance in your legs without the intensity, then enduro is not necessarily the kind of riding for you. So from a training point of view, you need to be spending a lot more time on the bike doing the lower intensity stuff. And that's typically not only just in your base training, but that needs to take up a large portion of your training throughout the year, when we start talking more the marathon type riding, the stage racing as well. If you, for more of a focus on doing some of the interval work, as I have mentioned, the enduro will work for that high intensity interval training as well. And a lot for your technical skill, keeping that in mind.
Well, Devlin, thank you for that. Some fantastic advice, interesting way to go about it. And as you said, think of that goal, know the plan, and then you can decide from then. If you want to have some one-on-one time with Devlin, all you need to do is join our really engaged group, sign up for the online community. And to do so, all you need to do is go to coachperry.com/join. You get exclusive members only video content, video coaching, and access to the private Facebook group. Plenty on offer there. So go check it out. coachperry.com/join. From myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, and Devlin Eden, we'll catch up with you on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast next time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry Podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.